call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244. When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
And now, a star is born. On March 21st, 1962, the world welcomed little baby Rosie O'Donnell. The future comedian and talk show host received a special visitor that day.
Well, Donald Trump, what are you doing here?
I just wanted to congratulate you on the birth of that fat pig. You're all total losers.
Rosie O'Donnell, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump at an Army tank plant in Ohio to talk about the economy continues his attacks on the late Senator John McCain.
I've never liked them much. Hasn't been for me.
He says he was never thanked for authorizing Senator McCain's state funeral, to which the president was not invited. Top Senate Republican Mitch McConnell tweets without mentioning President Trump, "Today and every day I miss my good friend John McCain." It's the first big day of the men's college basketball tournament.
In the East region of the bracket, 10th seed Minnesota takes on Louisville. That's one of four first-round matchups on tap today in that quarter of the bracket. Over in the West region, six games, including top seed Gonzaga taking on Fairleigh Dickinson. Two games in the South region, highlighted by reigning champ Villanova opening their repeat bid against 11 seed St. Mary's. And in the Midwest, four games, including second seed Kentucky facing Abilene Christian.
Fox's Matt Napolitano in New York. This is Fox News.
Breakfast, it's the most important meal of the day. And our fearless leader makes sure the morning show starts their day off right. Isn't that right, Greg Budell?
Hot dog. When it comes to cooking, I'm going to catch me out.
Jay Scott, how's your breakfast?
This is a tasty burger.
Emily Hayes, what did you have?
Yeah, I wonder what it was, but I didn't care. I still put it in my mouth. It was great.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, you had the chicken, right?
Exactamundo.
And Rich Thomas, I know you like things a little hot.
Mamma mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Now, I heard it's time for three men and a lady.
You heard right.
All right, all right, all right.
Well, no spicy meatballs, but chili and cheddar cheese omelet.
Cheesiest omelet ever.
Massive cheese in the omelet.
I did, my friends. Why? Because I love Jay Scott. I love Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
I love the Rich Thomas.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at montgomerysubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. Wait a minute. I got to take this call. I'll call you back, okay? I mean, yeah, I'll call you back.
Do you have your ringer off?
Yeah, I do. Mostly sunny today with a high around 69. Breezy today. Northwest winds 10 to 20 as the little front slips by the area. Tonight, mostly clear, chilly, jacket weather, low 41 tomorrow. Start of a absolutely incredible weekend. It's so rare this time of the year to put everything together just the right way. Sunshine, 71 tomorrow. How about 74 Saturday, 77 Sunday? Textbook weekend for here in the Gulf Coast beaches. And maybe a chance of showers and thunderstorms returning by about Monday. Right now, it doesn't look like a severe weather situation, but this time of the year, every storm system is suspect. 1 week ago today, we had 15 tornadoes. Right now, this morning, with clear skies, well, for the most part, there's a few clouds. West winds at 6 miles per hour. That moon is about to set here in about 20 minutes. 47 degrees with humidity 76% now. 705.
ASC Credit Union offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
The Mariners baseball fans are up 4-2 now in that game.
Live from Tokyo.
Yes.
Baseball.
Ain't nothing like it.
Very good to me.
We have random facts coming up, but I just came across a little tidbit that I find kind of interesting.
Uh-huh.
What is it?
A tidbit? That's a small piece of information that may or may not be relevant, but that's not important.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Did you know that
Pocahontas. I'm not talking about Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, Lord help.
That woman has such chutzpah. Pocahontas and William Shakespeare died less than 1 year apart.
No, that's interesting.
That's something to think about.
That's interesting.
That's interesting.
That's like the fact that when the Battle of the Little Bighorn was going on, a no-hitter was being thrown in St. Louis at Major League Baseball.
Isn't that wild? It's wild.
But here's the other part you may not know.
Oh.
That Pocahontas died in England.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About 150 miles away from William Shakespeare in March of 1617.
Huh.
Yeah.
He lived in Stratford-on-Avon, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What was it, like a condo or something? Stratford-on-Avon, now renting for $2 per month with zero down.
No pets allowed.
All right, let's see. March Madness, blah, blah, blah. One in four people plan to watch at least one game. 60% of people who filled out at least one bracket are competing with friends and family. A third are doing it with coworkers. We had the first couple of years I was here, there was a bracket. But
why don't we do a bracket for the morning show?
We don't ever do anything together.
Do you want to do one? I could print one out.
Well, it's like that bit we played at the beginning of the show. We could play it now because, you know, it's a short week for the tournament. But I remember the first year we did it at the station, and it was expensive. It was like $20 a person.
Oh, you're not getting $20 out of me.
So the person that won our bracket contest got like almost close to $1,000.
Yeah.
And it was a woman who knew nothing about it.
Because women don't know baseball.
No, but they guess.
Or basketball.
They make their selections based on different. Great guys are going in. They're buying. They're actually buying.
What you played at the beginning of the show.
Yeah, women.
March Madness is here, and last year's office pool winner, Sally from accounting, who doesn't know anything about college hoops, is here with her picks. It's ESPN's Clueless Bracketology. Let's start with St. Mary's.
Mary is my cockapoo's middle name, so I'm picking them.
How about Purdue?
The chicken company? Ugh, I'm vegan, so that's a hard pass.
Your thoughts on Bradley?
You mean like Bradley Cooper? Yes. Bradley can get it right into my bracket.
Colgate?
No, don't like it. Do Crest White Strips have a basketball team?
Who's going on a Cinderella run?
Please. Cinderella can't run with one slipper. I'll go with the Tar Heels. Those heels won't break.
How about the Duke Blue Devils?
Oh, I just bought the cutest blue blouse. They're my pick to win it all.
More expert analysis after this.
That was so annoying. Her name was Jane Levy. And guess who her husband in real life was?
Who?
Duh. Yes.
Really?
He was our accountant and married to him.
Huh.
God, that used to annoy me. 7:10 is the time. Glad that I got that off my chest after 30 years. Let's see how traffic's doing.
Rolling into the 7 o'clock hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and you have got a great time to be out traveling. Traffic is building up on the boulevard, but it's still just stop and go at the traffic lights. We don't see any issues on the interstate. 65 and 85 are both up to a speed limit ride. If you're coming in from Wetumpka, there's a slowdown at the Redland Road traffic light, but other than that, it's smooth sailing on the 31s. Enjoy the sunrise and the beautiful full moon setting this morning. Keeping your pet safe and at home is what Invisible Fence is all about, and training is everything. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence. She's the best. 265-2585. That's 265-2585. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I wonder if some of that supermoon set is still visible at this moment.
It sets at 7:26, so it's getting
I'm
real
I'm going to run
close.
Down and take a quick look before we get to random facts. We hope you have your note-taking devices handy, because pay attention to win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate with our pop quiz immediately following random facts with Jay Scott. Let's talk about roofing.
Roof.
Roof. When you think roof,
Jones Brothers is the name that comes to mind. They've been in business over 70 years. I think they, too, are coming up on, like, Jubilee anniversary time. And for especially whenever there's a bad storm or a situation and there's a lot of roof damage, charlatans come through towns and take cash deposits to get work done because the homeowners are eager to get their house back to normal, and then they leave. In a town this size, where word gets around, and I've seen it happen, Jones Brothers wouldn't be around it for 75 years if their reputation wasn't solid. And if you go to their website, jbroof.com, they even have a couple of roofs that they redid to make sure they were leaving behind a 100% satisfied customer. But for just everyday things that can happen when a house settles and there's a big storm and wind gets under a shingle or even through the brick mortar and leaves a stain, they can touch it up, fix it, and the first thing they do is trace the source of the water, where it came in, seal that so it can't happen a second time, and you're done. Most of the time, that's all it is. It's just your house settling and little cracks developing here and there. Most of the time, it does not mean you need a new roof, because that's an expense nobody wants to have to pay. But with Jones Brothers, you are working with the best. Admire their portfolio of work, including replacement windows and doors. They can do a screened-in area for your home using a new roofing substance that reflects the heat back into the sky so you can use it year-round. With a nice floor fan or ceiling fan, you're in business, and you can use it the entire year. And add extra recreational space, even put a TV in it. Those are on display on the website. We've had them do several projects for us, two screen doors in particular. And what was amazing, not only the precise fit that they created with what we bought, but the painting touch-up around that so that it was seamless and flawless. They truly are perfectionists. So get your money's worth with people with 7 decades plus of experience. Jones Brothers, 800-264-8009, or browse their work at jbroof.com. At 7:14, your local news. And then I do have a convoluted intro.
Oh, good.
Oh, well, thank the Lord.
I mean, it's not the greatest one ever, but it'll work for today.
I guess.
Stress is off me now.
That was a scary time, not knowing.
I know.
Yeah.
It's to not knowing.
Well, we'll see if it sucks or not in just a few minutes.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Alabama Special Education Advisory Panel met yesterday in Elmore County. The panel discussed ways to help students with disabilities transition into secondary education and the workforce. A pair of suspected drug dealers are facing multiple charges after police raid a mobile home. Police say 34-year-old Timothy Brown and 36-year-old Inez Woods were arrested during that raid. They tell us this happened early Tuesday morning at a mobile home in the 800 block of Utah Street in Selmont. And the Wellness Coalition of Montgomery is celebrating 20 years of service. To mark the occasion, the nonprofit will launch new programs to help residents in Montgomery, Lowndes, and Macon counties get better access to health care services. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC by Lou Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,650 on a new Carrier AC and heating system, or get interest-free financing up to 72 months. Plus, get a one-year maintenance agreement with a 10-year parts and labor warranty with approved credit. Contact AC by Lou Choir for details. ACbyLouChoir.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Hey folks, Dave Ramsey here. Creating a stylish, relaxing outdoor retreat for friends and family to enjoy time together can increase the appeal and value of your home. My friends at Southern Homes and Gardens offer many options for outdoor furniture in styles and prices for all budgets. In fact, Southern Homes and Gardens has the largest selection of quality outdoor furniture in the region. I'm talking about handcrafted furniture with rust-free, UV-resistant materials materials that are durable and timeless designs made to withstand the elements for years. Don't waste your hard-earned money on what's perceived as the lowest price in town, as it will end up costing you more in the long run. Quality outdoor furniture is a smart investment that not only enhances your home's value and curb appeal, but it will give you and your family years of enjoyment. Call 334-387-0440 or southernhomesandgardens.com.
You have what it takes to beat the chicken at tic-tac-toe?
What the clock?
Then come into Wind Creek Montgomery Sundays through Thursdays, now through March 30th. Earn 100 base points, and you'll get to battle the chicken for a chance at $250 cash. Your entries will also qualify you for the grand prize drawing on March 30th, when you could win a share of $25,000 cash. So don't be a chicken. Come in and beat the chicken. Only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
What the clock?
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Disney's a behemoth, trying to buy everything. The Fox deal just went through, and now Mickey Mouse is king. The aliens and predators will meet the Skywalkers. When Fantastic Four's back with Marvel, it's really a small world. They've got the X-Men and the Wolverine. Oh yeah, Disney owns everything. But what are they going to do with that vulgar Deadpool? Disney has Ice Age, and they got The Simpsons, Planet of the Apes, and they even got The Griffins. The Family Guy.
They've got those stupid Avatar beings, the X-Files and Modern Family, our Win Toy Story and The Lion King, because Disney
for the big broadcast.
Time for random facts.
Oh,
on 3 Men and a Lady.
That got me.
With your host, Chase Scott. He's Greg Budell. And over here's Rich Thomas.
And here they are.
Please clap.
That was the best one you've done yet.
And now,
here's
it's
the one
time
thing
for
random.
That's it for Ichiro.
I'm done.
Ichiro Greg.
Did you know the word grenade, of which Greg has one?
I wish I had that. It now.
Pull that pin and throw it in my pants.
Right behind the building.
The word grenade is likely derived from Old French pomegranate. And influenced by Spanish granada. As the bomb is reminiscent of the many-seeded fruit.
This makes total sense. I love when it makes sense.
Yeah. Its first use in English dates from the 1590s.
Mm-hmm. Good year.
Yeah. Good year, right?
You like the limp.
Did you know that the Blitz was caused by accident?
Which Blitz?
London.
Oh.
Oh. Blitzkrieg?
Yes. A Luftwaffe plane bombed London, mistaking it for a military target. Churchill retaliated on Berlin.
And that's how it started.
And then Hitler retaliated on London.
It was a mistake. They weren't going to go after London, but...
By mistake, he dropped it on London, whoops, thinking it was a military target.
Whoops.
Sure you did, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that looks like a military target. Click. Oops.
That's the London Bridge.
Yep.
When I went for a double-decker bus tour in London, I asked the driver to point out any buildings that still had visible damage from World War II.
There are some.
And when you see that, it really hits you what that must have been like.
Yeah. Hmm. I can't imagine how many nights they went through that.
Churches, beautiful churches that have bomb scars on the side.
The terror. And the fact that they just kept their heads held high. You know, what are you going to do?
Did you know that the soundtrack to the video game Minecraft peaked at number 14 on the Billboard U.S. dance charts? Minecraft.
I don't know.
I've already put Bailey to sleep. You're snoring already.
Which normally I wouldn't do this, but because of the fubbed thing earlier, and then Bailey just started snoring at the same time.
I got the text.
At the same time I opened a text from downstairs where one of our jocks is asleep behind the board.
Let me see.
The timing of opening that up and seeing that and Bailey snoring is...
I would check his pulse.
I would, too. He looks dead.
The guys say to check his pulse. Hashtag real talk.
He looked dead.
Jay says...
He looked dead. Did you know that John Quincy Adams would go skinny dipping in the Potomac River?
I want a rebel.
Every morning he would do this. Well, a woman by the name of Anne Royale, she was the first female journalist to ever score an interview with a president. You know how? Because, well, she found Adams
naked,
skinny dipping in the river, took his clothes and said, I'll give them back to you, but you got to have an interview with
me. Well, see, there's a good bargaining chip.
Yeah.
Bargaining skivvy.
Did you know the Honus Wagner card, the most expensive baseball card in the world? You know why it is? You know why it's so rare? Because it was a card that was sold by the American Tobacco Company. And Wagner was a non-smoker. He threatened to seek legal action against the ATC. And so they stopped producing the card.
Oh. Yeah. There's your baseball fact.
Got you some baseball in there while we're watching baseball.
I'm sorry, what were you saying? Go ahead.
You were watching baseball.
Right? I'm paying attention, Jay.
I'm fubbing.
You're fubbing.
Yeah.
That was a strike. Did you know fresh sealed meat would actually be purple if the meat packagers didn't add carbon monoxide to make it turn bright red?
Oh.
Yeah.
Ew. No, you know,
there
are things that I just don't need to know.
Like, I never want a tour of a sausage factory. You know?
I agree with you.
They say if you ever do, you'll never eat sausage again.
Yep.
We have a sausage tour?
Connect is spicy with scrambled eggs and toast.
Okay. I'll go after the tour.
Unless you want burgers. So what do you want tomorrow?
Burgers sounds
pretty good.
I'll take $12 million.
Burger sounds pretty good. They just got a hit.
Sausage Monday?
Yep.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I can't do that stuff, man. My ulcers,
Did you know?
I was still talking.
You were?
Yes.
There was a really long pause.
I took a dramatic pause.
Sorry. There's a really long pause in there.
The jock downstairs that was asleep has now been awoken.
They poke him with a stick.
We were gently reminded that he's not our engineer. So.
Okay.
As far as taking a nap and having to wake somebody up.
Gotcha. Man, that was close to a homer.
You're
right there.
You're falling apart.
I'm sorry, I was watching it. That's he hit the top of the fence.
You're multitasking live from Tokyo.
Did you know Tom and Jerry producer Fred Quimby, though not involved in the creative...
Officer Quimby!
I was still talking. Ow! Though not involved in the creative process of Tom and Jerry, took all the credit for the cartoon's success.
Just like Officer Quimby would.
Each time the cartoon won the Academy Award for Animated Short Film, he accepted the awards without inviting the animators on stage.
Well, that's rude.
You know who those animators were?
No.
William Hanna and Joseph Barbera.
Oh, Hanna-Barbera. Yeah. Yogi Show and so many others. Wow.
They got theirs. Officer Quimby got his comeuppance.
I think they owned McGillicuddy
Gorilla
too. Yep. others.
I don't think it's the Officer Quimby you're thinking of. It's Mayor. You're thinking of the Simpsons guy, right?
What is it, Mayor Quimby?
It's Mayor Quimby.
Who is the officer? I thought the mayor was
Wiggum.
Oh, that's right,
Chief Wiggum.
Yeah. That's correct.
All right. Okay. My bad. I'm sure Seth Spotlow will set me straight since he is the Simpsons aficionado.
Yep. There you go. Did you know that Wilma Rudolph had polio as an infant? Was unable to walk properly until she was 11 years old. For several years, her family had to massage her legs 4 times a day, and she had to wear a metal brace. In 1960, she became the first American woman to win 3 gold medals in an Olympic event.
Hmm. Which events?
Oh, goodness.
You knew it was going to happen.
Should have asked, or should have opened up the link so I could know.
Who's that up?
The events.
No.
That's him. Oh, there yeah. he is again.
It rose up.
Measuring the bat.
If you guys are going to say that, you need to tell people what you see.
We're watching sports history.
We're watching the second baseball game of the year live from Tokyo.
Look, I've got 3,000 hits in America.
It's a tie score.
1,000 in Japan. It's never been done before. It's the only professional player with over 4,000 hits in professional baseball.
Tie score.
All I'm saying is that tell the people at home what's going on. Since
we're watching Ichiro Suzuki, who's probably playing his last game as an American Major League player at age 45, his homeland of Japan.
Japan.
That's what Harry Truman, Terry Human.
He also says Pat Bell.
And we want him to go out with a bang.
Well, right now he's got 2 outs on top, but there's no... There you go.
That was low.
He took a ball.
Anyway... Rudolph.
The red-nosed reindeer.
No. She won, let's see, she added to the 1960, her performance in Rome submitted her as one of the greatest. She won 3 gold medals, broke at least 3 world records.
Mm-hmm.
She won them in track and field at the same Olympic game. Her performance earned her the title of the fastest woman in the world.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
To overcome that and succeed.
He takes forever to get ready for a pitch. Did you know?
Oh, my God. I can't handle it.
O.J. Simpson, while in prison, still received a pension from the NFL.
That's
really
wrong.
Yeah. You're convicted. Well, he wasn't convicted murderer because he was in jail for a different reason.
Right.
Still.
Do you ever think that they'll change that? You won't get that pension. Like all that stuff becomes null and void if you're committed. If you're convicted.
A felon.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's not already.
I wonder if maybe they're doing stuff behind the scenes about it.
Here's the windup and a pitch. Yeah, what are you swinging at that for? He almost hit you in the
hey.
Ankle.
You know what? You can talk like that in the afternoon with Joey.
And you're from Japan.
Well, that is how Truman pronounced it. Japan.
All right.
I can finish these random facts in the amount of time it takes him to get ready for a pitch.
Yeah.
Did you know that seagulls stamp their feet on the ground to imitate rain? This causes worms to come out of the ground.
Man, that is so cool. Smart.
I like that. That is a good one. That's a good one.
Foul.
We're talking about foul.
Our pop quiz could be about this game.
As much as we've talked about it. Finally, did you know that the FBI built a multi-multi-million-dollar eavesdropping tunnel under the Soviet embassy in Washington? But they never used it because they were afraid of getting caught. Instead, they gave tours of it to high security officials. It was only discovered by the Soviets when a double agent named Robert Hansen informed them, and he got a hit.
Wow. He did get a hit?
Did he get on?
Out at first.
And those are your random facts.
Out at
all of that
first.
For a ground out.
That's too bad.
It sure is.
And what are they going to do? How are they going to retire him, I wonder, now that it didn't go, you know.
I mean, how much? They got to win a ball game here. This could, you know, at the end of the season, this could come back to haunt them if they don't get him out and get somebody in to kill him.
Okay. Oh, that's our random facts?
That's all the random facts.
Okay. I'm sorry, I was in Japan.
Random facts in baseball.
Well, they're caucusing on their...
I haven't gotten anything from Rich.
Now you did.
Question. Let's talk about Gulf States Mobility, an amazing company, a place where they literally invent ways to help people lead the most normal life possible, to restore the choices to life that have been taken away. In many cases, wounded heroes coming home from serving our country with facing a long rehab from an injury sustained in battle. Somebody who was driving down the street on a beautiful day like this one, and somebody blew a red light, and they end up in the hospital facing a extended period of recuperation at home. Gulf States Mobility goes into the home and makes sure that every part of it is safely accessible, and in many cases creates technology that accomplishes that. Nobody should have to sell their house because they were the victim of somebody else's negligence. So Gulf States Mobility begins the process of restoring choices. People who were told they would never drive again now can, thanks to VIMS. These are voice command technology vehicles that have put people back on the road and, more importantly, in charge of their own schedules and routines so they don't have to feel dependent. That is the one thing that they strive, their customers strive to not have to experience, is that horrible feeling of dependency. The MV1s for wheelchair-bound people who can now board these vehicles with ease and comfort as opposed to the struggle. We've all seen somebody trying to load a wheelchair behind them into a car. The Gulf States Mobility is advancing these technologies and making life just a little bit easier day by day for the clients they serve, not just here in the River Region, but all over the southeastern United States. Their number is 514-6590. We always ask an appreciation of your own mobility, your own choice to go where you want to go, when you want to go. Please look them up on Facebook and like them. Gulf States Mobility, 1647 Coosa River Parkway, Wetumpka. And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for today's $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz based on random facts with Quizmaster Jay.
All right, during random facts and baseball, we learned about, well, of course, you know me, my love of video games, so this is where I'm going with the question. What video game soundtrack was at number 14 on the Billboard U.S. dance charts?
I hope folks can remember that from all the baseball facts that were
Japan.
Except Ichiro Suzuki is as an answer. 272-9228. 272-9228. With the answer, $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. We are taking calls right now. Time for the merry-go-round.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
We're rolling on through the 7 o'clock hour in Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic sees a lot of hassles out there on the road. We have a couple of accidents for you. Maxwell Boulevard at the bridge over I-65 in the downtown area, so watch out there. We have an accident at Washington Ferry Road at Hunter Loop Road. Also, Meadowwalk Lane at Meadowwalk Court. And the accident with injury on the Atlanta Highway in front of Hardee's. That one will tie things up there for just a little while. Also, up in Prattville, the 300 block of County Road 40. There's an accident there with one lane blocked. If you're coming in from Prattville, it's time for the delay into downtown Montgomery, so watch out on I-65 southbound. There's a lot of traffic out this morning, a lot of folks rushing to get to work. You be careful. Dream it, draw it, and 3D print your idea at Trenum State Community College's new Arc and Engineering program. Animation classes available. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Just say no to the insurance company's tiny check. I'm Stuart Vance, and I'll make sure you get the money you deserve.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed.
Well, there would be no storybook ending to the career of Ichiro Suzuki. He was taken out of the game from his right field position so he could get one last ovation from the fans at the Tokyo Dome.
What a career.
Amazing. He holds the record for most hits in a season, 267. Think about that. That is unbelievable.
He should have pointed to the, pointed to the crowd, you know what I mean? Like a Babe Ruth kind of thing. I don't know. Go ahead.
He did do this with the heart, that sign, I love you, and all that. Tears are being shed, I'm sure. But right now, Zach is on the phone. He wants to win our $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz question. Hey, Zach, how are you?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Good.
Doing all right.
We're all depressed over Ichiro Suzuki.
Yeah. I'm not depressed.
Emily is just beside herself. She needs to calm down. Stop with the
I'm
tears.
I'm trying to decide.
Have a Liberium.
She's got Japan-sized tears.
Somebody please bring me some type of booze. Some champagne is acceptable at this time in
Mimosa.
The morning.
Hey, let's get Zach in before his next birthday rolls around.
Zach,
and we have to...
Zach, what do you think? What's the name of the video game
yeah.
that we're talking about?
Minecraft.
That's it.
That's exactly right.
All right.
I hope it was worth the wait.
It definitely was.
All right, $10 food out gift certificate for you. Let's say hello to some of our other callers. Kuta.
Yes, sir. I didn't know the answer to that, but I had a question for you.
Yes.
How do they know that when them seagulls start stomping the ground mm-hmm. and the worms come out, how do they know it's because the worms think it's raining?
Well, they don't necessarily know that. It simulates that. They just know that when they do it, the worms come out. They don't necessarily know that they're doing it to simulate rain.
Well, that's what you said. You said that they think it's raining and they come out.
The worms think it's rain, yes.
But how do you know that's what the worms think?
There was a GQ article with one of the...
Did they interview one of the worms?
GQ article?
they asked him pointedly, why do you do that?
Well, sir, because it rains. Precipitation, when it falls.
We're actually imitating rain.
You guys all have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Cooter. Let's say good morning to Randall.
Morning. Man, you got to be fast on that button. I'm saying in the morning. Beat these folks, boy. Hey, up and at them. I got one question. I know you don't like going back, and y'all might not remember, but I think Miss Emily might remember this yesterday. The part with Greg, and I'm not rooting for this to be no kind of fight between you and husband at all. I want to learn, so when I get married, I do everything right. I wanted to hear what you had to say yesterday. You was about to ask your husband something when you got interrupted, and you never did finish it. You just told everybody.
Randall, I get interrupted so many times on this program that I don't know which story.
Hey, Randall, so how's your day?
You don't know. You don't know.
I don't know.
My goodness.
Well, I apologize. I hate to let you down, Randall.
Man. You were going to ask him a personal question. You was really wanting to... You sounded hurt yesterday. You sounded down. So
I just wanted to hear what... Hurt.
Oh, okay. Well, morning, everybody. Morning,
Good morning,
Jay.
Randall. Thank you for calling. We do miss you. We know that you're devoted to news and views, but... It's nice to have you back. I'm going to be honest. I'm going to be straight up with everybody.
The medicine that they giving me is slowing my mind down. Mm-hmm. And I'm not as funny as I used to be. And I don't want to let nobody down. The morning show is about comedy, about uplifting, about getting your butt started, it's about having fun. Mm-hmm. And that person ain't in me no more. I don't think so. I really don't.
Well, I think it is, but you're always welcome to call us, Randall.
Yeah, it may not make you laugh anymore, I swear, because it's not coming. I'm not hearing a bunch of different things coming at once no more. So, and that's a good thing. I mean, love y'all.
Yeah. Time to play Guess the Steve Miller Song. Melissa.
Hey.
Good morning, guys. Hi. Can you tell me, a big baseball fan, is it still tied?
Ooh, sure. Yes, it is.
It is tied. Yeah.
Wow.
Boy, he jumped up out of his seat there. It's like, ooh, yeah.
Bottom of the eighth inning, one out. Game is tied with a runner on first base.
They stopped the game for about 10 minutes, and Ichiro hugged everybody, hugged all the players, and then gave homage to the crowd. And then they continued the game. So they're in the...
Everybody in Japan was on their feet for that.
By the way, watch for the new... Emily and Ichiro bobbleheads coming out of scene over here.
Okay,
funny.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. I'm loving my baseball season finally here.
We did a couple of years ago, maybe more than that, we registered all our local baseball fans, because... football country. But there are baseball fans.
There are a few baseball fans
out
there.
I love that call.
And you and I text about it in the middle of the night.
That's correct.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
I'm excited and very, very pleased to give you the weekend forecast, which is absolutely perfect. And this time of the year, in March, a very active time of the year, it is tough to get a forecast like this. Today, mostly sunny with a high around 69 on the first full day of spring. A little breezy, northwest winds 10 to 20, and gusty. For tonight, mostly clear, chilly, jacket weather, overnight low 41. Tomorrow, Friday, starts a beautiful weekend. Sunshine, but nice, high 71. Saturday's high 74. Sunday's high 77. Just a picture postcard perfect weekend for here in the Gulf Coast beaches. A little cooler down at the beach, of course. It always is a few degrees cooler there. Highs will be around 70 on Saturday and Sunday. Gulf water temperature now 65. Then showers and thunderstorms are back Monday. Right now, clear skies. West winds at 6. Temperature 47. 741.
All right, let's say good morning to Sleepin' Bubba.
Hey, how are you guys? This is Sleeping Bubba from downstairs. I was not sleeping at the board. I was, just the medication that it takes to fix my hand is maybe a little bit dry.
I got to be honest here. Moment of full disclosure.
No, not you. She was nothing.
I had to ask him a question because I needed to know who had this kind of information.
Well, I'm just saying, when you guys start talking about Sleeping Bubba, the alarm goes off in my head saying, hey, I got to wake up and fix the board.
I had several root canals done on the same day. I made it to work the next day, but I was taking Loratab, and I did doze off during some ponderous piece of crap country song.
I imagine I have somewhere along the line. I don't know.
It can happen.
Well, when you got a hand and you're taking medication, it looks like a claw. It's a little bit hard to mess with the board.
Well, appreciate the
and after I destroy the restrooms downstairs, I'm just saying, it's not me.
Hey, buddy, your song's running out.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, Sleeping Bubba was not sleeping.
All right, man.
All right. You guys have a great day.
All right. Oh, the amazing one.
David.
Hey. Speaking of baseball.
Yes.
Hey, did you see the other day where one of the veteran players, Santana, with the Phillies, went back to the locker room for whatever reason during a game?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the young players are sitting in the locker room playing Fortnite.
That happened last year, yes,
yeah.
And he
destroyed while the game was going on.
He got ticked off as a good professional ball player and leader should, destroyed the TV and said, look, you're either here to play baseball and win games or you should be gone. Phillies traded him. He's back with Cleveland now this year.
I just can't imagine. That goes back to where people like Ricky Henderson were playing cards in the locker room during a playoff game.
We know what Daryl Strawberry was doing.
Making whoopee.
Yeah.
Yes, he was. All right. Well, thanks, David.
Take care, guys.
Later. All right, we got Fox Business. What else are we doing?
That was Siri on my watch getting a little jealous of you, actually.
Really?
She was talking to me. She says, what do you want to say?
Well, it's 7:44. That's what I want to say.
From the Fox Business Network, Olive Garden has been making changes, and it looks like it's been paying off. Darden Restaurants, parent company of Olive Garden and Longhorn Steakhouse, is reporting stronger than expected sales and earnings for the holiday quarter. Chief Executive Gene Lee says Darden's results exceeded the industry in the quarter. It was also a better than expected quarter for the parent company of Donna Karan, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, and other fashion brands. G3 apparel earnings were stronger than expected, and it made a profit in the quarter after losing money a year earlier. CVS, the nation's largest drugstore chain, is now selling products with CBD derived from cannabis. Curaleaf Holdings says CVS started to sell CBD creams, sprays, roll-ons, lotions, and salves in 8 states as of last week. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop.
Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the updated market report for real estate in the River Region. The MLS statistics tell us that we had a good year for selling and buying a home last year. In 2018, we switched from a buyer's market to a seller's market, and during the year, our supply of homes went down and the sales of homes went up. The average sales price of homes in the River Region is in the $160,000 price range, which is still lower than surrounding metropolitan areas, which is good news for buyers. My prediction for 2019 for real estate is as follows in the River Region. Sales will continue to increase this year. This is based on over four decades of being in this market and still actively selling and listing homes and keeping up with all the latest market trends. For an opinion about your home's value, call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or email me direct, bogoodson@charter.net.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Lyle from Margaret's Exquisite Jewelry, and I do my radio advertising on Blue Water. I'll tell you what, I use most of the stations, and I've been using it for so long. It's hard to tell with the money you spend on advertising if it does any good. When they come in and say, I heard you on the radio, I know it's Blue Water, and I love Blue Water.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Caravita Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravitavillage.com.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome to spring. Time to start thinking about fitting into your swimsuit. Maybe not right away, but maybe by summer? I mean, let's face it, you've been shoveling donuts and pizza, french fries and beer in your yapper since last fall. Your New Year's resolution to drop a few pounds died the second week of January, and you're up, what, 10, 15, 20 pounds? Oh, and don't forget about cleaning out your garage. Remember, you said you'd do it when spring comes. Well, guess what, Captain Procrastination? It's here. But you know what? March Madness is here, too, and so is spring break. So maybe blow off the gym and spring cleaning for another week or two. Oh, and then it's Easter, right? Oh, man, you are screwed. Have a nice spring, and bon appetit, doughboy.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
pickles. As in fried pickles. It is Thursday. That means it's girls' night out at Baumhauer's. At the Baumhauer's Victory Grill, on top of extended happy hour specials till 9 p.m., including half-off glasses and bottles of wine, you get a two-for-one menu featuring Baumhauer's favorites, like their fried pickles, which are, I must warn you, highly addictive. They really are.
They're really one of the... Gosh.
Try and have just one.
The greatest appetizers on their menu.
You can't do it.
It really is.
Lightly battered, golden fried, crispy pickle, planks.
And that What is their dipping sauce for the pickles?
I usually use their homemade ranch.
Okay.
Because every dressing, like my honey mustard, which I abscond with every Wednesday night. Homemade. All the way. Girls' Night Out, 6:30 to 9, every Thursday night at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Legendary fun, legendary food. Pickles is the word you need to know. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon. I'll ask you to repeat it back to me at 272-9228 if you're the ninth caller. You will win lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Let's see, we're at 7:51. I don't think we have time to start the conundrum before the top of the hour.
It's not a very good one.
Especially with the ball game in Japan.
Japan.
There's a long drive center field. Oh, and the warning track. Yeah,
as much as I wish that folks at home could see this, I wish they could see my eyes roll. Not good.
Okay.
We deserve better choices for the conundrum.
Top one's okay.
You can tell your people that these are unacceptable.
I can hear your eyes rolling around in their sockets.
Empty space up there.
Fun with sound effects.
Just say,
the sound effect
makes it sound like that.
The sound effect makes it sound like you don't have a brain. There's just empty space up there in your head, Emily. They're saying you're stupid.
Does somebody breakdancing prior to capture by police qualify as a Morning Maroon nominee?
A breakdancing?
I saw it. It was on video.
But what was the crime that they were...
It looks like it was a chase, a high-speed chase, and then he got out and started dancing.
Don't you get alerts about high-speed chases?
I do, yeah.
You love that?
I got them last night, too, but
really
I was asleep.
Good, he lets me know.
I was asleep when they came in last night, but there was a police chase last night, happened around 12:30, and it was over by 1:05.
Did you get a notification, like a text notification?
But what city was that?
L.A.
Oh. Yeah, they happen a lot more frequently out there. Here's some good news.
Okay. Who likes good news?
Good news, everyone!
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 The good news is...
Start reading.
It's about a chicken.
Macaque.
At first I...
What the hell is that?
That's from Arrested Development.
Okay.
Foul.
Yeah, have you seen Arrested Development whenever they try to imitate a chicken? Are you okay? Can you breathe?
Fine.
A rescued factory farm chicken was able to avoid euthanasia at an Oklahoma sanctuary thanks to its new wheelchair.
It's a chicken in a wheelchair.
The Oliver and Friends Farm Rescue and Sanctuary, which made headlines when it held a puppy named Milo, born with upside-down paws. Can you imagine
what?
Wow.
Took in 25 chickens from a defuncted factory in Colorado, and one of them, a Cornish hen, the owner's name Colorado, was too large for her own legs to support. She was a chubby chicken. Jenny Hayes, who operates the sanctuary, says she...
Is that Hayes with an E or
no,
without?
No, it's one of the others.
There's no E? It's just
H-A-Y-S. It's a Yankee Hayes. H-A-Y-S.
Yeah, I ain't got time for that.
Yankee Hayes. Considered euthanasia for Colorado because of her mobility issues. Instead, they invented a chicken wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
So now...
Looking it up.
The chubby chicken is not only alive and happy, but can get around.
Interesting.
So they got the wheelchair for her.
Can you show us?
Yeah, I'm going to open up a link here so you can see it. It is really homemade. Apparently I have to play a video.
Well,
okay. Here it is.
Right.
Well, you can't really see it from that angle now.
Oh.
It's this little, video, stupid thing. It's this PVC thing wrapped around the entire chicken.
See, there's the dog with the upside-down paws.
That's weird.
Wow, that is so wild. Nature is just...
It's amazing, and I think it's wonderful. The measures they'll go to help an animal live and continue living. And it strikes me as rather odd that we have such an indifferent attitude about other creatures like
that. There it is. There it is. Interesting.
And I'm glad there are sanctuaries... to do that kind of work. Who do we have here? This is
Blake.
Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. How are y'all this morning?
How are you?
Doing well. Just on my way to work. You were talking about the break dancing guy.
Yeah.
And I was reminded of something I came across yesterday. Have y'all heard about this Florida Man challenge that you type in Florida
Man? Your birthday?
And then your birthday, yeah. Have y'all tried that yet?
No. So you type in your birth date. You're okay.
Yeah, so you put in, you do a Google search and you type Florida Man and then you put in your birthday and like, and the whole thing is it like shows you, because, you know, it's always like, why does it have to be Florida? And, like, I did it yesterday and mine was something about Florida Man arrested for throwing toilet found with second crapper.
Yeah.
And I just was thinking, I was like, man, y'all should give that a try and see what it comes up for y'all.
By the way, if you want to see some funny ones, I don't know if you're on Twitter, but there is an account, Florida Man, and you'll see all of those, and they're really funny. Some of them are really good on Twitter.
I will definitely look that up.
Now I'm just a dumb girl.
We're out of time for this segment. It's 7:57. What do you want me to do? Run the news at 8:10? I got a schedule to keep here. Toots. Thanks for the call.
Toots.
Next hour, you'll find out what the most popular dog breed in the country is.
Toots.
And the most...
Toots.
Sometimes making somebody an omelet and chili just isn't enough.
I think that really did get to her.
Really?
Because we stopped her in mid-thought there.
It's not working for me either. I typed in Florida Man... Do I do birthday then Florida Man? I don't know.
Hey, among the cost plus 10% specials and everything that you guys enjoyed in that chili this morning and that omelet came from food outlet at cost plus 10%. Bluebell ice cream, the big barrel, half gallon, the full half gallon, the last of the Mohicans when it comes to a real half gallon of ice cream, $4.83 each. They want $7.99 at the big chains and sometimes more than that. Sirloin tip roast, just $2.84 a pound. That's USDA. Everything in the meat department. When you compare the prices, whether it's steak or ground beef or ground chuck, when you compare it to what you're paying at the chains, you'll be outraged, but you'll also be happy that you can now save real money every big weekly grocery shop at Food Outlet. Hunger Man Dinners, $2.50 each. And Uncle Ben's mixed rices are $1.65 a box. Those are the specials on top of cost plus 10 throughout the store at all three Food Outlet locations, Millbrook on Highway 14, Main Street in the Preferred Community, and Food Outlet on Coliseum Boulevard, right next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Fox News coming up.
They've sold 75 million albums worldwide. They've had 20 top 10 singles. And on Friday, March 29th, they'll be live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Commodores. Entertaining audiences for over 50 years. From Tuskegee, Alabama, it's the Commodores. You're once, twice, three times a lady. Live at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center Friday, March 29th at 7:30 p.m. Get your tickets now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster.